At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, everybody, welcome back from Memorial Day weekend. We have a lot to get into this hour on the show. Two Grand Slam at 7:25, a chance to win $2,000 with us. Heather at Comerica Park on Sunday for the Scoobal start. We got to get into some fan behavior. Was this appropriate? Was this inappropriate? You saw some things.
I did.
7:35, we'll do that. Now, Saturday night in Detroit, my understanding, it was a zoo.
Because a lot going on.
You had Tiger baseball game against the Guardians, big crowd, extra inning game. You had the weekend.
Oh, yes.
There was the weekend, right?
It was
Saturday, yeah. Oh, you're talking... Oh.
The artist, the weekend.
Yeah, sorry.
And you had Movement, which is like an electronic music festival also going on at the same time. And I saw people complaining that they were stuck in parking garages for over 2 hours, not moving, honking horns, wondering what the hell is going on in the streets.
I would have parked my car and just gotten out.
The only time that I've been stuck like that in a parking garage downtown is when I had taken, I can't remember if everybody was there, if it was just Lucy and Ruby, but we went down for the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
And we were down at Hart Plaza and we had parked underneath in one of those parking garages and stayed for the entirety of fireworks. But then we sat and we sat and we sat and it felt like forever. I don't remember exactly how long it was, but I know we were there for longer than an hour.
Do you consider yourself a patient person or an impatient person?
In a moment like that, I can be very patient because
you can be.
Yeah, what the hell am I going to do? I'm in a parking garage. Like there is, I can't. The more I honk, the louder it gets, the more I get irritated. So I know my limits. And it's just when the car in front of me moves, because I'm boxed in by everyone.
Yeah.
Then I'll move.
So I saw some videos and heard some stories. It was the at least the MGM garage, which is free to park in. I'll use it for Red Wing games. It's a nice little hack. But everybody gets that idea. And then everybody tries to leave at the same time.
Especially now that you said it publicly.
Everybody knows. This is the worst kept secret. But to have zero movement at the front of that line, I feel like in those moments, 10 minutes feels like an hour. I couldn't imagine being there for 2+ hours, wondering, did someone die? Like, what is going on at the front of this line right now? Why can't we get one car squeezed out of this garage? I wonder if people had, like, nightmare situations on Saturday in downtown Detroit at any of the events.
Oh, trust me, the anxiety level, when you're in a parking garage, if you're outside in a parking lot, like if I'm leaving a Michigan game, and I'm stuck in traffic, leaving the Ohio State game a couple of years ago where it had snowed and you knew it was going to be slow. Everybody was still celebrating. Like, at least it feels like, okay, I can see the sky.
Right.
I have an exit to get out, even if I just have to get out of my truck and walk. When you're in a parking garage, there's no exit. You are in a confined spot with a roof over your head, walls, and vehicles. I get the anxiety, but, and maybe somebody in that situation didn't know that all of this was going on.
Right.
Like they're there for the Tigers game and they had no idea that the weekend was there or that the movement was happening.
The movement.
And they're just trying to get on the 94.
The 75. Like, in hindsight, if you knew it was going to take 2 hours, you'd just pull into a spot and you go do something else, right? Like, you'd almost go back downtown. And
that's what
and,
I would want to do if you knew how long it was going to be. Obviously, most people don't. So you sit and wait and wait and wait.
You think it can't be more than another 15 minutes, right? Like, any second now, this convoy is going to make its way out.
So you had these three things going on, obviously the reason for it. But this is why I don't mind parking farther away. I find it way easier to get out downtown when you make a little bit of a walk. Like a Lions game, I don't know if I'd want anything to do with getting into that garage behind the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
I think you have to be a season ticket holder for that. But even the two Tigers garages, I have parked there before for a Lions game. And, man, it's hard to get out. It's like I'd rather park behind LCA and walk from there because I can just get going. Like, sometimes you'd be too close. Like, you're right. Like, MGM right there is so close to the service drives and Grand River, and everything's starting to fracture apart to get to the suburbs and stuff. It's like it was a perfect storm on Saturday.
I don't even get how it, if you were in this, let us know how this eventually got resolved. You just do one at a time, right? Your turn,
the
my turn.
Method?
Yeah. We got to let one out of the garage. And then even if it's 2-1, there should be some kind of give and take to get people out of that.
You had a really non-aggressive driver trying to get out and didn't know. You know what I mean? You need somebody that's just going to get out there and
you
go.
You got to force your way in.
Yes, you got to. You're not going to go anywhere.
Hey, we're going
to
trade paint, buddy. I'm getting out of this garage.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm with Tom on this. When we went down for that AC/DC concert, we parked closer to Hart Plaza, went to dinner. We actually were able to find a spot on the road and then walked to Ford Field, and then when the concert was ending, we took a nice stroll back to the car, and then we hopped on Jefferson, hopped on the Lodge, and boom, we were out of there. I don't like parking in parking garages for this reason. And if I park in a parking garage, chances are I'm going to pull the old guy move and leave early, which I hate because you miss moments or you miss songs. But if you just park a little further away and are willing to walk, then you have a better avenue of escape.
I don't mind walking, but like Saturday night, that was an extra inning game for the Tigers. They lost, but at the same time, like, you don't want to leave early when the game's
that
close.
That's my point, yeah. But if I park in a parking garage, because I know, first of all, when I park in a parking garage, I'm going to back into my spot no matter, you know, which way, if it's angled parking or straight parking, so that I can actually get out. If you're trying to back out into a jammed parking structure, like, it's, you're just never going to get out.
Let's get to the phones. Jake in a car, you're on 97.1.
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
So my uncle was in town from Nashville, actually. We didn't go to the game or the concert or anything. We just happened to be at MGM, you know, parked in the garage, and, you know, totally forgot. We left about an hour after the Tigers game, so I would say maybe close to 11, and we walked out into a absolute insane situation. People weren't just, like, you know, following the line to get out. They were trying to cut through parking spots, and we happened to be on the third floor, and I'm not kidding, we sat there for over 2 hours before we finally got out. You know, the weekend ended right as everybody was leaving the Tigers game, and I swear I've never seen anything like it.
Sounds awful.
It's a perfect story.
It was so frustrating. Like, it wasn't even the fact that you had to wait. It was all the, you know, morons trying to cut through the parking spots, not, you know, taking their turn. And at that point, it's just like, okay, whatever. Like, you know, just one spot, I guess, means the difference to you guys.
When did you end up getting out? What time?
I'm not kidding. It was after. I think we, you know, got in the truck at about 11, and I think it was, you know, 12:45 or 1 before we finally got back out of the parking garage.
Wow.
Oh, now, that's awful.
Jake, I wonder, like, how much of this is because I park in that garage for Wings games and we end up on the third or even the fourth floor depending on how late we you know, how close we're cutting it. How much of this is the entire second floor is getting out before the third? Or, like, are we're not even seeing the movement because they're letting all the other levels clear out first?
That's the thing. We were like inching, you know, one spot at a time for a good, you know, 15 minutes, which is fine. Like, you know, you zipper, you let, you know, one person go. But then people started losing patience, and then they're just cutting through, like, parking spots. And at that point, I mean, it's just chaos.
Yeah, there's no order at that point. It's every man for
themselves. It just gets worse and worse and
worse. Yeah, that's almost 3 hours.
Mm. Yeah.
Jay in Dearborn, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Years ago, I forgot which one of you guys said. I park at least a half a mile to a quarter mile away everywhere I go. Because of exactly that, like 5 years ago, it's not just the weekend that caused the 2 hours. It's that movement. I got married in downtown, and we all had hotels at the Renaissance, and we took pictures at Belisle, and we had everything timed out perfectly. So me and my wife, or at the time fiance, the only thing that we didn't do was check in, but we were gonna set our stuff, change up again, refresh, you know, before the reception. And thank God my sister-in-law already checked in, because when we walked in the Renaissance, the line from the movement, and that's the Texas, right?
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yes, the techno,
or whatever it is.
Yeah, music,
I swear to it was the longest line I've ever seen in my life. Thank God my sister-in-law, like I said, checked in earlier. Nothing was moving. It's that vibe alone will cause delays, you know, and anything. And on top of that, there was, you know, your regular downtown stuff going on. Tigers game, blah, blah, blah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a huge festival. Like, people come from all around the world to come to Detroit for this movement festival. Then you throw it in with a hot baseball team playing the Guardians. Then you throw it in with a big-time artist like The Weeknd, and you're up on the fourth or fifth floor of one of these parking garages. And as John in Lake Orion says, this is why I bring a pillow and a blanket in the car. Says, this has happened to me at Pine Knob before. I'll just take a nap until traffic clears.
Now, I was downtown for a wedding, the Garth Brooks concert, which was humongous at Ford Field. It was like one of the last things we did before COVID. I figured this out why it happened this Saturday didn't happen then. It's those idiots that came up from Cleveland to go watch these games. They don't know how to drive.
Yeah.
Ooh, like, what's a one way?
Yeah. Yeah. Too many Ohio tags.
Blame Ohio. All right. We'll get to the two grand slam.
Always works.
It never fails.
Shoe fits.
Heather in the news next as well. It's 97.1.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I'm happy that was off air. Heather with the news before the two grand slam.
My goodness, just shaking my head, John. Well, there's an investigation underway after one person was shot and killed and three others were injured at a park on Detroit's east side over the weekend. So officers responded to a disturbance that was reported around 10:30 Sunday evening. This was at Jane Field. One man had been shot and killed. A second man had been shot and wounded. Plus, police say another man was stabbed and another was hit by a car. A lot going on. While there is no description of any suspects at this time, officials are asking anyone who may know anything about the incident to call the police. A lot going on in one evening there. Also, a lot went on in Warren. A suspect is in police custody after causing a fatal car crash during a police chase that took place over the weekend. This was on Saturday evening. All started when officers saw this guy driving a black Chrysler 300, driving recklessly, tried to pull the guy over for that, but guy said, nope, I'm going to keep going. And that's when it led to a police pursuit. When the Chrysler was crossing an intersection, collided with two vehicles. The driver then got out of the car, fled on foot, was later arrested. But one of the drivers involved in that crash, a 71-year-old female, died from her injuries. Occupants of a second vehicle, police say, did not have any serious injuries. They do say an investigation into the incident is ongoing. I feel like today I've got a whole lot of Aaron Rodgers news. I'm going to kind of break it apart so we're not getting like overload. I'm going to start with this one. He just recently took a trip to Austin, Texas to go talk to Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
And while a lot of football fans were hoping maybe he would maybe shed some light on his football career, he didn't do that, but instead he did discuss vaccines and conspiracy theories. And at one point, Rogers told Rogan that he believed that the U.S. government deliberately created HIV to profit from making the vaccines. I'll get to more Aaron Rodgers news coming up later in the show. There's more, of course. Okay. Let's talk about this. We didn't get a chance to do this because of the holiday, but Billy Joel had to cancel all of his scheduled concerts because he was recently diagnosed with a brain disorder, which is super sad news. It's called this normal pressure hydrocephalus, or NPH for short, basically where there's like extra fluid in the brain's ventricles. It causes hearing issues, sight issues, balance issues.
Scary.
Really scary. His team did put out a statement saying that his condition has gotten worse because of his recent performances. And it's like doctor's orders. You need to take a break. They did say he is undergoing specific physical therapy, but like I said, has been advised to refrain from performing during this recovery period. A lot of posts and well wishes, not only from his fans, but also his ex-wife. Christy Brinkley released a statement. His wife thanked everybody for their love and support. So hopefully he gets well quickly.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to win $2,000, this is your time to call 248-539-9797. Do it now. I'm going to wrap with this. You might have heard this news as well. Phil Robertson, the patriarch of the family behind Duck Dynasty, passed away on Sunday, 79 years old. No exact word on the cause of his death, but he had been suffering from Alzheimer's disease. He had a blood disorder as well. The family said they're going to have a private service, but we'll share details about a public celebration of his life coming up soon. You know, you might have watched him. I never saw
super
the show
popular, yeah.
Because
so entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, it was on for a long time. The show premiered, the Duck Dynasty premiered in 2012, ran for 11 seasons, and now there's going to be a new version. This Duck Dynasty, the revival, debuts on Sunday, June 1st. So.
It's sad, yeah. It's sad any time anybody passes, but somebody that entertained us for a number of years.
I didn't know much about him. Did you know he was a really good football player?
Yes.
I didn't know. I mean, like, I had no idea. He was a quarterback.
They talk about it on the show
at Louisiana
a little bit.
Tech University. Mm-hmm. Could have probably went pro, but liked hunting more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's Heather with the news. It's time for the two grand slam.
All right, I'm ready to give away some money. We all know the rules. Super simple. 60 seconds, 10 questions. $2,000 if you get them all right. $25 for each question answered correctly.
Our contestant this morning, James in Huntington Woods. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning.
Hey,
good
James.
Good morning. How's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, we're doing all right. Do you feel, I like to ask this question, do you feel lucky?
I'm feeling pretty good, yeah.
Okay.
Today's my wedding anniversary.
Oh, hey, congrats. Happy. What year?
19.
Oh, congrats. All right. Almost a 20
right around the corner.
Yeah.
All right, if you don't know one, James, say pass, and we'll get back to it if there's enough time. All right, your time is going to start as soon as I start the first question. Here we go. Who did the Detroit Tigers play yesterday?
Giants.
Do the Detroit Lions play the Dallas Cowboys next season?
No.
This music festival was at Hart Plaza this weekend.
Movement.
Who is the head coach of the Indiana Pacers?
Carlisle.
Tom Cruise plays this character in the Mission Impossible movies.
Hunt.
Holly is located in this Michigan county.
Oakland.
This team drafted Mason Graham in the 2025 NFL Draft.
Brown.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen played at this college in 2016.
Wyoming.
This artist had the 2020 hit Save Your Tears.
Weekend.
What is the chemical symbol for potassium?
K.
You are so close.
This is heartbreaking.
Man.
This is an absolute.
Is that the Cowboys?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. You had a 50-50 shot at winning $2,000 on your anniversary. Here's
a better question.
All right, you're coming home with a nice wad of cash. You going to tell your wife?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
James, you did that so effortlessly. I think you still had like 8 to 10 seconds left. You cruised,
man.
You breezed, and you on a yes or no question.
I know.
I'm like heartbroken for you.
That is a real shame.
I know it's still $225, but
yeah,
but so close.
All right,
nice job, James.
James, we'll get you paid. I'm stunned.
$1,775 short of what it could have been.
I know.
Rub it in a little more.
I'm just stunned.
I mean,
yes or no? Do they play the Cowboys? Like that might have been the easiest one on here.
I thought. Yes, and then I thought
they play him late in the season, and it's a big home game, right?
But then I thought, okay, well, maybe he's just not a football fan. But then he nailed the Mason Graham question.
But maybe he's listened before and knows that you only get so many opportunities to pass, and he thought this isn't one to pass on because it's a yes or no. I'm just gonna pick one and use my time wisely.
Well, I get just being definitive. It's yes or no. Take your shot.
Yeah.
But
I think Jim, it's you.
So the two grand slam. It features very few either ors. The one that's the most common is upper or lower peninsula.
Right.
We've had a couple true or falses in the history of the game. I believe this is the first time we've done a yes or no.
It threw me off. For
I
a
think
second.
It
did too.
Well, we're
no, we're allowed to. I'm not saying
make
you're
it
wrong.
Predictable.
No. Look, I thought,
and that's the one that tripped him up.
I can't believe that. That's. I think you had the right word. Heartbreaking. Probably the most heartbreaking loss ever.
And he knew too. And we go, hey. There's one.
Yeah. He goes,
this is like
Dallas,
28
right?
to 3.
Good effort, though.
Yeah.
Good effort, James. And I do want to say thank you to Femininio Law for sponsoring the two grand slam. James should save you a few bucks.
Yeah, they're real thrilled with you, James. Your next chance to win is Thursday, 7:25, same time. 8 o'clock, we're going to get into Aiden Hutchinson. We're going to talk scuba a little later in the show. A recap from my camping weekend.
Be careful.
You guys will score through a series of questions, whether it counts as camping. I'll provide details. We'll do that. But we got to get to Heather's weekend. You were at the ballpark.
I had a blast. We had a great weekend.
And you saw some things.
I saw a lot of things.
Some things you didn't want to see.
That's true.
Talk about that next, 97.1.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ticket texters, they're feeling it. Says, send the guy a Fear Javier t-shirt as a consolation. Man, I would have said no to the Cowboys too. Why would you ask such a question? You guys had me fooled too. And another texter says, I thought we were done with those bums.
Nope. Still on schedule.
Two grand slam, heartbreaking.
Yeah.
9 of 10 right. Lost on a yes or no question. Do the Lions play the Cowboys this season? Texter compared it to Scooble. So close to a perfect game. He had it all going for him.
Yeah. That's why they're tough to hit.
Yeah, finished strong. 103. Getting potassium is K. look, we're going to get to some Scooble stuff later in the show. Hutchinson, what's the holdup? He's medically cleared. Where's his contract extension? We'll get to that. Plus, my camping recap. We'll score it 1 to 10. Was it camping or not? You guys ask questions. I'll fill you in. We'll do that later. Heather, your weekend.
We had an incredible weekend. We debated about doing like a last-minute trip up north for the long weekend, but that kind of fell through, didn't feel like doing that, so we made the most of our time at home. And on one of the days, we decided to go to the Tigers game, bring Brooks to his very first game. Emily's been to a game before, but we haven't done it as a family of four yet, so we went on Sunday on Kids Day, thought this would be the best day to go. Also, we loved that 11:30 start time. Oh,
beautiful.
My gosh, it was awesome.
Get home before nap time.
It was great. Well, we did that. Naps got all messed up. That's okay. We knew that was going to happen. But it was just an awesome, awesome day. But I saw a lot of interesting things. I haven't been to a game in quite a while. And when I was working there, it was a very different ballpark.
Well, we went together.
Okay, that's true.
I forgot about our moment. It was just different, John, though, because
I sat inside and I've never watched the whole game from the Tigers Club. I guess that's just something different. Okay. I know I was there. It was just different. That was a different.
It doesn't count with us, John.
Yes. No.
It was a different feeling.
This was her kids' work event.
Yes.
Yeah, you're
this
right. I guess we have been to a game.
This was your first just go and be a fan.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was packed. It was awesome. Brooks is too little to take to a game. I kind of broke my own rule because I don't think little kids should go to games. He was too little, right? Like, because he's at the stage where you can't hold him. He's 1.5. He wants to move.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be contained, but yet there's so many people you can't really let him walk on his own.
Did he have his own ticket?
No. Kids 3 and under don't need tickets if they're going to sit on your lap.
He didn't have a seat.
He did not have a seat. Neither did Emily.
He could have got folded up in the seat. Teddy's done that before. Hold on.
Seats were pretty expensive. So I'm like, I'm not going to buy. And we're most likely not going to sit in our seats very long anyway.
You're going to do the carousel.
We're going to do the carousel, the Ferris wheel, the face painting. Which we didn't do all of because the lines were really long. So yeah. I was like, oh, all right.
Well, I saw Emily get her face done.
She got her whole... Yeah. And she wanted to keep that on all day, all night. She told me she'd sleep with her head up. And I said, no, sweetie, we have to wash it off. She loved it. She loved every second. But we did see some interesting things. One in particular, when we got to our seats, because we did sit for several innings in our seat.
Yeah.
And we got down looking to our row number. I'm like, okay, here it is. And I was like, oh, right in the middle, which is kind of where we were sitting. There was one man. I thought, okay, well, what's the likelihood that we're going to sit right next to this dude? Right next to him, of course, because all the seats are sold.
Yeah.
But it was this guy who had his shirt off. You know, you always see one of these men at the games that is like, you know what, it's too hot. Yeah. I'm taking my shirt off. And
it's a lot less rare to see a woman like that.
It is. However, I have seen it at a game in a bikini top.
Oh.
She's taken her, I've seen women wearing bikinis, which I'm not a fan of the no shirt. Even at an outdoor sporting event.
I am 100% with you. I don't want to sit down next to a dude that is shirtless. And it doesn't matter the body type, but I'm assuming it seems to be rare that there's a extremely fit individual sitting next to you. Was this individual taking up more than his fair share?
He sure was.
Mm-hmm.
He was also not a Tigers fan.
Oh, that's a detail I didn't know.
Uh-huh. Mm. And so we're sitting right next to him. I'm like, oh,
Ohio.
Like,
always fits. Oh. Ohio.
So that's, I wanted to get your opinion on the no shirt or shirt at a sporting event.
It's a no-go.
I think so,
it's
too.
It's an absolute no-go. Just wear your shirt. Like, I mean, okay, and I asked this question. I don't know why they allow it. Because if you go to a restaurant, right, it's no shirt, no shoes, no service. I think it should be the same at the ballpark because you're going to be sitting down with food next to this individual.
Mm-hmm. Most
all of a sudden, they get up and cheer, and you got the hairy armpits right in your face.
Ugh. Thankfully, they weren't doing a lot of cheering, so the arms weren't up in the air.
Thanks, Tarek Skubal.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Scoob saved you.
Personal note from
Thank
Heather
goodness.
Park. So what the question is appropriate or inappropriate?
Collins sit next to him?
Yeah, yeah, I did.
You switch spots, yeah.
I'm going to sit next to this guy.
So we want to know where people stand on the shirtless guy at games.
Like, what's your opinion on it? Is it okay because it's outside and it's hot? And it was hot on Sunday, but it wasn't really that hot.
What was the highest, 68?
Now, it always feels hotter in the stadium.
Sure,
like,
sun beating
down
on you.
I would say it always feels like 10 degrees warmer because there's no breeze and the sun's right on you. So it was warm. I got hot. I had a little jacket. I took the jacket off.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't feel like it's appropriate.
So I wouldn't go shirtless.
How
to
hairy
the game,
was he?
But
he wasn't that hairy, thankfully.
Okay. Yeah.
But he was sweaty and big.
So now we're fat shaming the guy.
Did he have the moobs?
A little.
How about this? He was confident in his body, John. He doesn't care if he's a little pudgy. He's like, I'm proud of what I'm working with.
Come on.
But to me, it's like,
Chubby, put a shirt on.
No, you're going to sit outside. Dress appropriately. Wear a really lightweight,
in a public space.
Moisture-wicking t-shirt, perhaps. You know, if you want to rock the tank top, I guess is even better than no shirt, even though I'm not a fan of the tank top.
Yeah. Still exposes the hairy armpit.
It does.
Right next to your nachos.
It sure does. But you're still covered, and it seems more appropriate to me than going topless.
Going topless to games. 248-539-9797. Thoughts on that? And I do think there's a question about bringing kids to the game because you said you broke your own rule.
We did. I kind of have a rule that little kids it's not a place for little kids because I did feel bad. We apologized to the guy sitting right in front of us because Brooks was standing in front of our laps, but his little fingers were going through the seat,
And touching him in the back.
So we didn't stay long in our seat because that's what was going on. Emily did great. And I thought she was too young, but she actually did really, really well. She sat well. She was excited. She was into everything. We did the kids run the bases afterward and everything
went well. That's really
more
of a function of, okay, who's that individual in front of me? Okay, you don't want, as a parent, right, and a responsible parent, you don't want them bothering the other fans. I've been in that position where I'm the individual in front, whether it's on a plane or at a game or anything like that, and having five kids, I get that it's going to happen. There was a game I was at one time where a kid was literally kicking me in the back. And I was like, I was fine with it because I like young kids having that experience. He won't remember.
Not at all.
But you are, creating, you're imprinting him with things that are important. And I think going to sporting events as a family is a great thing. So having been in that position, I was never going to turn around and be like, dude, stop kicking me. I would have been more irritated if it was my own kid than somebody else's at that point, because I understand it's hard in that situation.
The guy was really nice. I mean, I don't think Brooks was really bothering him. He's teeny. It wasn't like his hands were like punching the guy, but his little fingers were going through the back of the chair, touching the guy's shirt. So we felt uncomfortable. We had him on our lap for the most part, but it happened briefly. But he was also never heard these screams come out of this kid. Like, high-pitched screams, sounded like a dinosaur a little bit. We also felt bad for that because I'm like, dude, what's happening to my child?
He was just cheering on Tarek
Skubal. I think he was just the loud noises were getting to him. But overall, he lasted the entire... We got there early and we stayed late. Also, noticed, I've never done a Sunday Kids Day with kids, how long people wait in line.
For stuff?
I thought I was really missing something on our way out because I'm like, what is everyone standing around for? It was for the kids run the bases. We were able to get down a little bit early just because I know people there, I guess. But I didn't realize how long the line for that was.
I would be
people were waiting forever for that.
Giving the choice between sitting by a disruptive child, even a screaming one, versus shirtless guy, I'll take the kid anytime.
Oh, no.
Oh, it says the guy without kids.
I'd rather the shirtless guy than a screaming kid in my face the whole game.
He was behind you, not in your face.
It's still loud. It's still in the vicinity.
You're in a stadium and people are going to get loud. They were cheering.
Yeah, it was when people got loud. When people got loud, Brooks got loud, but just sounds I've never heard him make. I was like, oh my gosh, he's really, really getting into this.
Sunday wouldn't have been the day you would want to go anyway.
Because it's Kids Day?
Yeah.
And I think that's why I felt a little more appropriate bringing him, because it was Kids Day.
It's defined as Kids Day.
Yes.
I just think it's an interesting question of when you bring your kids, because at a certain age, it's really more about you than them, right? If they can't enjoy or really remember going to the game, it's about you
their experiences,
more than them.
Yeah, but their experiences are going to continue to build.
Right, but no one remembers what they did when they were 1.5 years old.
But it's not always about remembering.
Your formative years, yes. You're forming, you're imprinting, you're doing all of those things. And it's like why I love taking the kids fishing, even if they were a year old. Or a year and a half old. I love taking them, knowing I was going to be limited in what I wanted to do. But
well, that's the other thing. I mean, did you make it through the whole game?
We got there early and we ran the bases.
I feel like that's rare, though, that most people, when they take the little ones, don't make it through the whole game.
We didn't think we were going to, but Emily really wanted to find Paws. That's all she talked about. That tiger. Where am I going to see that tiger? So I was trying to find Paws, ran into an old coworker and was like, do you know where Paws is? And then, you know, she was like, well, I'll take you downstairs if you want to do the run the bases.
There
I'm like,
go.
Okay. So we got to meet Paws down there on the field and run the bases. But
perfect.
We were not planning on doing that. We thought we'd leave early.
Well, that's why I've always looked at it as a conflict. If you're going more for yourself and you don't even get to go to the whole game, it feels like an odd choice to bring a little one. But where is the cutoff? I don't know.
It was tough because Colin really wanted to sit and watch the game.
And you guys...
And we didn't sit and watch the game.
Right. Because you're running around... showing them the park. 248-539-9797. We have the case of the shirtless man at the ballpark. Appropriate or inappropriate? You guys have thoughts on the ticket text. We open up the phone lines. And they had a question about taking your kids to the ballpark and the perfect age to start doing that. It's 97.1. If you're injured in a car accident, you're going through it. You're stressed. You may be in pain. You're confused, right? I mean, where do I go? Who do I turn to? There's a law firm out there that cares about you, and it's KG Law. I know Lawrence KG. I met him. I met his team. They're an experienced staff. They've been working on this stuff for years and they've been delivering. And their difference is that they care about you. They're not going to treat you like a number in the insurance game. You're not going to get passed around to different agents and different lawyers and not have any answers. They're going to stay with you every step of the way. Phone number is 877-KG-CARES, online at kgcares.com. You'll see what I'm talking about, testimonials and results. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident, you need to call KG Law. Now it's K-A-J-Y, kgcares.com. That's kgcares.com. Skubal was great on Sunday. Complete game shutout. First of his career. 13 Ks, 0 walks. And he ended with 103 mile an hour gas on the final strikeout. stopped the bleeding, stopped any freakouts against the Guardians, gave Heather Park a great day at the ballpark on Sunday.
Yeah.
It was an awesome day.
Despite the shirtless man sitting right next to you guys.
That was different.
And the kids, well-behaved. Made the whole game.
No meltdowns. They were well-behaved. We had a, I mean, it was a different day for us because we couldn't sit and watch the game 100% like we would have if we went by ourselves. But it was still, it was so much fun. We had a blast.
Ticket texters weighing in on shirtless guy at the ballpark.
Okay.
And the right age or the best time to take your kid.
Appropriate.
Yeah. Ticket texter says, you guys sound like Karens. You're outside in the heat. You should be able to take your shirt off. Women too.
Okay.
What cup size was he? Heather, maybe the guy wanted to get a free tan. Did you ever think about that?
Well, it definitely wasn't free. He paid good money to get that tan.
Yeah. And it sounds like he's going to have some tan lines in some spots. Says there was shade.
Yes. Yes.
Huge no, according to the ticket texter. Says, is the water park or the beach the only acceptable place?
Yeah, the beach, the pool, water park, yeah.
Okay. Ticket texter says, for kids, my rule is don't take them to a game or any other event until they're old enough to remember the experience. Until they're old enough, it's subconsciously a selfish experience for you. Signed, Steve.
I disagree.
I do disagree, too. I understand how Steve feels, but I do think that I also would like them to get used to being in crowds and learn how to behave and ways. Like you're teaching them. Not only are you introducing things that you like, but you're also teaching them how to behave in those types of situations.
I agree. And I mean, the first time it may be, if it's, we're talking about a baseball game, it may be an inning or a couple innings. And I understand the expense of doing that. But it is conditioning them to be able to handle those environments.
Right. Yes.
Somewhere right now, that shirtless guy is telling the story to someone else how there was a couple that brought their little kids to the game and how it ruined their experience. LOL, a dinosaur sound.
His experience was ruined more by Scooble than by Brooks.
Yeah, he was not a Tiger fan. Corin in Columbus, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Good morning.
So, I got a problem here because every time someone brings up kids, cops is always like, leave the kids at home. Don't take them on the planes. I don't want to sit by them in restaurants or anything. Like, number one, just like Heather and John said, it's time on task. You don't take kids to things, and it's not selfish if they don't remember it because they have to understand how to behave in public. They can't do that if they're at home all the time. Mm-hmm. And if you're going out in public spaces, you don't get to dictate what the public is. People's kids are also a part of the public. So if you don't want to be around kids, then buy private. You don't want to be at them in a game, then buy a suit. Like, that's too bad. Like, there's nothing wrong with taking your kids to a game and allowing them to understand what that experience is like. Because they might not understand what or remember the experience. Hold on, Finley. But you will. But what they are going to understand, or what you learn as a parent, is one, okay, what are the things that I need to take? Maybe I didn't take enough snacks. Maybe I need to take this toy. Maybe I need to do these things. There's always things that can help you learn what to do when you're taking your kids. So, Heather, you absolutely did the right thing. Kudos to you.
Thank you.
And don't listen to Costas. He doesn't have kids. He doesn't understand.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of that on the ticket
text, and tell
too.
Finley that we support her as well.
It's always when the phone is on, right? Whenever you're on a phone call, that's when they really need you.
Yeah.
But this is a rule you've had too, Heather.
Well, I'm not a fan of taking infants to a game. Well, things have changed since I've had kids. I've had all these rules before having kids, and I'm like, okay, I understand a little bit more. But bringing an infant to a game, I never understood that, except the fact that you want to go to a game, and guess what? You got a kid. You're going to bring it along now. But it's really seeing an infant in the hot sun. They don't want to be there.
Right. If
they're not learning the environment yet.
Is uncomfortable due to sound, due to heat, cold, whatever it might be.
But you see it. You see people bringing infants and they put the
headphones
earmuffs
on them.
They don't always, though.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on what you got to say. I mean, you may tell them to put the earmuffs on when they're 16. Earmuffs!
The question was the age, and you're saying any age.
Yeah, I don't really have an issue. Now, I'm not going to take, like, I think back to when all of the kids were young, and obviously Teddy is there right now. Teddy's 3.5. He could go to any sporting event. It's just a matter of the time of day matters. Sometimes it matters the night of sleep he had the night before. That'll affect, the enjoyment for him or for us at the game. If you're under a year and it is strictly holding, if they can stand, that makes a big difference. Like if, you know, they could stand in front of you and you have the space to be able to, you know, maybe you're crowding your wife a little bit, but he could stand up. Mm-hmm. I think that's fine. I have no issue with taking kids to any events.
Brooks did really well. Those little dinosaur screams were not constant.
Right.
They were just like when everyone was cheering. I'm like, what the heck is this?
Yeah, he wanted to join in.
He sat on the ground. He ate some goldfish off the ground.
And now he's going to watch you. Like if you have the game on, this will happen probably when the Lions game is on and Colin's watching the game. Crowd goes nuts and it's a little bit louder. He may pull that scream out at home because that's what you're supposed to do when something goes well. When dad all of a sudden stands up and starts cheering, all of a sudden the dinosaur scream comes out. It's awesome.
John, you're 100% right. It's important to introduce kids into social situations early so they can learn about being a member of civilized society.
Yes. And avoid Costas at all costs.
And get used to being around shirtless people, apparently.
Apparently. And maybe to other people it's acceptable. I mean, it was fine. He didn't bother us,
It seems
per
to
se,
be
but
more
it
acceptable
was,
when the guy is in the other section.
Not
it's
right next to you.
Very different when the guy is next to you and that sweat is dripping off onto your arm.
Are you guys surprised by Jim at all here? I mean,
no.
He didn't go to Bronner's as a kid. He didn't go to Canada as a kid. Did he do anything? No.
We did go to games, but I don't remember.
How old were you?
I don't remember going to games at 3 or 4 years old. You start remember going to. I feel like your early memories are 5, 6, right? That's kind of when the kid will.
They may be. And I mean, shoot, sometimes I can't remember what I did last week, yet I'm 49 years old. So it doesn't. Sometimes it's about the experience and being there and building that knowledge base, even though you may not remember it, but being able to act in those situations, exposing them to those situations, I think is what you should do as a parent.
And I'll own the blind spot. Everybody knows I don't have kids. I've always just looked at it as when did I remember things? And that's when I would like, if I had a kid, that's when I would take them to stuff. They could actually appreciate it, enjoy it. It becomes a shared experience. You guys are saying imprints.
Yes.
Early markers.
I think
memories.
So, for sure. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Ticket text and phone calls. And we do want to hear more about this shirtless debate at the ballpark. We'll get some of those phone calls in. Talk Aiden Hutchinson in the 8 o'clock hour. He says he is medically cleared. So what's the holdup on this contract extension? It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.